not argue much. We encountered no resistance. In territories formerly belonging to Taglios, we received warm welcomes in villages still occupied by their original inhabitants. The natives were cooler farther south, but not inimical. They thought we were too good to be true. We encountered our first enemy patrols 6 days south of Goja. They avoided contact. I told everybody to look professional and mean. Otto and Hagop caught up, dragging along 30,000 people from the levee project. I looked them over. They had not been treated well. There were some very angry, bitter men among them. Hagop said they were all willing to help defeat the Shadow Masters. "Damn me," I said. "A year and a half ago there were 7 of us. Now we're a horde. Pick out the ones in the best shape. Arm them with captured weapons. Add them to the legions, so every 4th man in Mogabas and Ochibas is a new one. That would mean trained men left over, so move them over to Sindawe. Give him 1 in 4 too. Should bring him up to strength. Anybody else we arm we can use as auxiliaries and garrisons for some of these smaller cities." The countryside was not heavily populated between the river and here, but nearer Djagare that would change. "The rest can tag along. We'll use them somehow." But how would I feed them? We'd used up our own supplies and had started on those captured at Goja. Djagare looked less promising now. Some of the rescued prisoners hailed from that city. They said the walls were 40 feet high. The resident Shadow Master was a demon for keeping them up. "What will be," I thought. The bloom was off the rose. We'd all had time to think. Still, morale was better than it had been moving toward Goja. There were skirmishes the next few days, but nothing serious. Mostly Otto and Hagop's boys overhauling enemy troops not hurrying fast enough to get away. The cavalry had begun to behave professionally at last. I allowed foraging under strict rules, looting only where people had fled. It worked, mostly. Trouble came only where I expected it, from One Eye, whose motto is that anything not nailed down is his, and anything he can pry loose isn't nailed down. We knocked over some towns and small cities with no trouble. The last few I left to the freed prisoners, cynically letting them vent their wrath while saving my better troops. The nearer Djagare we got, official name Storm Guard, according to the Shadow Masters, the more tamed the country became. We made the last day's march through rolling hills that had been terraced and strewn with irrigation canals, so it was startling to come out of the hills and see the city itself. Storm Guard was surrounded by a plain as flat as a tabletop extending a mile in all directions, with the exception of several small mounds, maybe 10 feet tall. The plain looked like a manicured lawn. "I don't like the looks of that," I told Mogaba. "Too contrived. Lady, remind you of anything?" She gave me a blank look. "The approach to the tower." "I see that, but here there's room for maneuver." "We got some daylight left. Let's get down there and get set up." Mogaba asked, "How will you fortify the camp?" We had seen little timber lately. "Turn the wagons on their sides." Nothing moved on the plain. Only haze over the city indicated life there. "I want a closer look at that. Lady, when we get down there, dig out..."